Panel, of course, right now it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, there was a big fight this week about hip-hop slang. Rival gangs were going at each other over the meaning of words. This fight happened where?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It was like, the fight got bitter. It was like, 15 down. You're an idiot.
Crossword puzzles?
Yes, in the New York Times crossword puzzle. That's where the fight happened. Last Saturday's puzzle offered this clue. Listen carefully. Whack in hip-hop. And the answer was illin. Now, this is ridiculous, as all the street smart readers of the Times know, because whack means bad, as in, whoa, the style section was whack this week. And illin means good, as in, oh, I thought Maureen Dowd's column on Michelle Obama was quite illin, n'est pas?
No,
right, Brian, you're disagreeing?
No, as an expert on the panel, You be illin was a song. You be illin, so that means that you're doing something bad.
Anyway, we can settle this, because to talk about the controversy that followed, we are pleased to welcome our friend Will Shortz. He's the NPR puzzle master and the editor of the New York Times crossword. Thanks for joining us, MC Shortz.
Hey there, good to be here.
Nice to talk to you again. To prove your authority on this topic, Will Shortz, please use illin in a sentence for us.
You caught me by surprise.
That's hilarious.
The illin comes from the Run DMC song, and the example is that a guy goes into KFC and orders a Big Mac, and that's illin. Clearly, that's bad.
That's bad.
Told you.
Well, all right. So illin is bad, and whack is also bad.
That's right. So that's why I thought that was a good clue. It turns out this Run DMC song is from 1986. And the word...
Well, I knew that.
The word has changed meaning since then. And nowadays, illin is kind of cool.
So you're getting these complaints from the reader, and did you ever say to yourself, what do you know about hip-hop? You do the crossword puzzle in the New York Times.
Exactly.
Well, since we've established you as an authority on street vernacular, Will Shortz, have you ever gotten jiggy with it?
All the time.
All the time.
That is whack.
Right. Will Shortz is the puzzle master, of course, for Weekend Edition Sunday. He's also the editor of the New York Times crossword, and a man so dope, he spells Shortz with a Z. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Coming up, secrets of the Clinton White House. No different secrets. It's our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. And comedian and actor David Cross joins us to play Not My Job. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine. Online at poetryfoundation.org. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.